Hi, boys. Katie Starling here. It's been a little bit, huh? Well, I've mainly been posting audios done by my very close friend, Miss Sloan's Moans. Only because signups aren't available right now, but I know they'll be back up real soon. Right, boys? Well, and just remember, if you want to hear more of my audios, or Sloan's, or Miss Beatrix, you can always come to discord.gg/pervertparadise. Because I promise you, it truly is a pervert's paradise. And remember, when listening to any of our audios, it is just a fantasy world. Just a lovely, nasty fantasy world where you could do anything you want to anyone, and no one ever has to know that you thought about it that day. You can go on to work feeling relieved, accepted, and fresh without worrying about your desires plaguing your fantasies all day. Oh, that's what we're here for. To make it to where you can think about it with us and then go on and live a normal, happy life. And that's exactly what Pervert Paradise is truly, truly there for. Now, I am recording this right before I'm about to do a support group. So remember, if you want to join, come join us. Have fun. I promise it'll be a good time. Now, today I have a very special audio for you nasty, pervy little boys. Wow, I think you'll all love this one. How many of you have always wanted to dream about it? To dream about being with a little girl. Doesn't matter what age. It doesn't matter what she looks like. But I know how bad you want to dream about it, don't you? Yeah, it's okay. It's okay, you can tell me all about it. I'm here to listen after all. Help you indulge. I want you right now to come sit next to me and imagine that we're on a park bench and that I'm your sweet girlfriend that you had just told all of your nasty little secrets to. And instead of her being disgusted or surprised, she invites you to the park. She tells you it's okay. It's okay to be a pervert. We're all perverts inside. Oh yes, we're all perverts inside. Don't forget that. I have you sit down next to me and scoot in nice and close. There's plenty of little girls at the playground today. Just look at them playing. Their mothers watching over them like little guardian angels. Look how cute they are. One sliding down the slide. The other is on the swing set. I put my purse over the bulge in your pants, noticing you're already getting excited. I slip my hand underneath. Not unbuttoning or anything, but just slipping my hand in, resting my head on your shoulder, having my lips pointed at your ear. I start watching you, watching your eyes, watching, seeing which one you look at first. Ah, her, right there. Do you see her? A little brunette, about 10 years old, looking bored that she's stuck at the park with all her little sisters and friends. By the time you're 10, you don't really want to be a little girl anymore. At least that's how I felt at that age. I see your eyes are really following her closely. I start to whisper, "Is that one right there? You want her? Oh, she's really cute, don't you think? You know, I have an idea. You want to know what it is? I want you to think about, while I'm stroking you and listening in your ear, whispering, what do you think she looks like without her clothes on? What if I lured her back to our place? Have her standing right in front of us, nude, little shorts and top on the floor. Maybe a little nervous. Her sweet 10-year-old body, her pale skin, her beautiful, shapely face. Still has those little girl cheeks, just barely, just starting to become a preteen. Just look at her, her long brown hair, those big, beautiful brown eyes, looking at us nervously. Where would you touch her first? Maybe you touch that little vagina of hers. Really is a sweet little cunt, isn't it? Or what about those puffy, puffy little lips? You know which lips I'm talking about. Or maybe sweet little nipples of hers. Look at that. They're those pale kind of nipples. The ones that are just like a nice pale rosy pink. It's quite the contrast up against her white skin. She's so pretty. She looks like a cute little angel. Her slender legs, nice and long. She's really gonna grow into be quite the woman, don't you think? Where are you gonna touch her first? Think about it. Where? You gonna touch that puffy little vagina? Or maybe those sweet, sweet little mosquito bite breast? Just barely developing, just starting its journey into womanhood. I continue to stroke as I whisper in your ear, describing her in every way, talking about the different positions we could have that sweet little small body in, describing how small she would look, especially if you were on top of her. You'd have to be really careful not to suffocate her. God, they're all so small here. Sweet, tiny little bodies. I could feel your cock twitching on my hand. I could see that you're trying not to let your face give it away. I see the sweat beating on your forehead, trying to keep your cool as we're sitting on a park bench, your imagination running wild. I see that your eyes have drifted from that sweet little preteen, and now they've drifted to, oh, I think I see her. She can't be any older than 7. Just getting younger, aren't they? A little redhead. Her red hair just barely touching her shoulders. Looks like her mother gave her one of those typical redheaded stepchild haircuts. A little bow in her hair. Wearing shorts. And a sweet, sweet little tank top. Almost like a tube top. You can even see her small, shapely little belly. Those cute little girl hips. Of course, she isn't developed at all. Just a tiny, slender little thing. Adorable little freckles. All across her sweet nose. Not even the slightest of a tan. Truly a pale, pale beauty. Just look at her. I see her eyes are following as she goes from one end of the jungle gym to the other. Her mother is distracted. Probably reading Twitter on her iPhone. I continue to stroke you a little faster. A little more meticulously. I whisper, look at her. What would you do with her? What do you want to do with her? Oh. How about if we had her home right now? Maybe we abduct her while her neglectful mother is distracted with her phone. We can just lure her away with candy and promises of new toys. Grab her little hand, walk her off to our apartment. It's just down the road after all. Oh, yes, we get her inside and I strip her for you. I tell her if she gets down into the nude that I'll give her this cute little stuffed unicorn. Yeah. Yes, that unicorn. You know, my favorite stuffy at home. When I pretend to be a little girl for you. Yeah, I'll tempt her with it. Tell her just to stand there for you. And let you do what you want. I'll rub her little shoulders. tell you how soft her skin is. Oh, it's so soft. It feels like touching a velvety, smooth blanket. It's the softest skin I've ever touched. Her red hair is so sweet. She tastes good too. You should have yourself a taste. Look at that little vagina of hers. That puffy little cunt. Those skinny little lanky legs. Not developed like the last one at all. Not even close. Look at that tiny little body. She can't be more than 4 feet tall. Just a tiny little thing. Those pink, puffy nipples. Gosh, she's got the sweetest little body. Freckles decorating her sweet back. A nice, round little bottom. Caress her. Touch her. Show her how much you long for her. I feel you. I feel my hand around you. I feel your cock pulsing. I whisper, not yet. Not yet. I see your eyes drift onto the last little girl left at the park. At first, I thought she'd be a little young for you. But I guess not, huh? That sweet little 4-year-old girl. A little blonde. Long, platinum blonde hair. Oh, it's very long, too. All the way down to her sweet little crack. Look at her. Oh my goodness, look at her. Imagine how tiny she would be on top of you. Imagine. I'd have to hold her up just to make sure you didn't practically split her in half with your cock. Oh, fuck. Look at her. She's so small. Only 4 years old. So tiny. I don't even think you'd be able to even get the head of your cock in there. You want me to lure her just like the other two? Lure her back home? So you can play. Oh, I know you do. No, don't come yet. Not yet. I haven't explained what she'd look like naked. That sweet, bald, little cunny. Tiny little shoulders. Smooth little backside with a sweet little bubble butt. Make her do little spins for us. Oh, what a sweet little girl. I'd help you get her into position. Have those bright blue eyes gazing up at you. Not knowing what's happening. She's only 4. She's really too young to know what's about to happen to her. Go ahead. Try to fit it in there. I'm holding her for you after all. It can't fit, can it? Yes. Come on. Come. I know you can't help yourself. Just trying to fit it inside her sweet little 4-year-old body. I know you'd instantly blow that big pedophile load. Come on. Give her all of it. Spray it all over her. Look at that. So much cum all over a nude little 4-year-old toddler body. My goodness. So tiny. So innocent. So covered in pedophile cum. You feel better, honey? Do you enjoy my nasty whispers? Do you enjoy watching the girls at the park? Maybe we'll really take one home next time. I guess you'll just have to keep listening and find out what we can do next. After all, I'm just your neighborhood accomplice girlfriend. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I will be doing a podcast soon myself, but for right now, I really want you guys to listen to The Slut Next Door by Miss Beatrix. I was a guest on her last podcast session, and if you guys like this one enough, let me know. If there's enough likes on it, I may do another one on the accomplice playground girlfriend. Tell me, how many of you would like yourselves a girlfriend that would sit next to you on the park bench and whisper and explain each little girl in detail to you? Oh, I bet all you fucking perverts would love it, wouldn't you? Well, I think we had enough fun. I'll talk to you boys later. Bye-bye for now. Don't worry, I'll have more this week for you. I know those pervert cocks can never be fully satisfied. Thank you for listening.